Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. SG Extra, only on Money FM 89.3.
It is time for SG Extra. With more places are on the cards now for adult learners to go back to school and to get a degree, the Ministry of Education announced that at the budget debate in Parliament earlier this month, that the ministry is studying the possibility of a higher lifetime cohort participation rate in education.
Education Minister Chan Chun Sing said it is considering allowing more working adults to get places in government-funded degree programs. So while there will be more opportunities for younger Singaporeans to get university degrees later in life, it seems that some are still split on whether to continue studying or to enter the working world.
Well, let's find out more about this and what this means for all of us living here in Singapore. Ang Ching, a journalist at The Straits Times, is joining us with all the details. Ang Ching, thanks for joining us this Friday. What is the impetus behind the ministry's decision?
Hello, hi. Yeah. So as stated in Parliament on, I think it was March the 7th by Minister Chan Chun Sing, it's very much to meet the needs of the future economy because, I mean, workers and firms will face greater disruption and their skills will be more and more out of date. So actually, Singapore has begun this process of reskilling and upskilling since 2015 with SkillsFuture. So this is just like ramping it up.
But were there any sort of encouragement towards certain kinds of courses, certain kinds of disciplines? Because you're talking about preparing for the future, right?
Correct. So right now, I think it's not too clear because what we know is that that the government is looking at two areas. So one is more opportunities for people to pursue a degree. They did not specify what degree specifically, because they're still studying that. And also enhancing the structural support for mid-career reskilling, especially those in the 40s and 50s. So you would think of skills that are relevant and necessary for the future economy, so more digital skills and things like that.
It's a good thing you brought that up because, you know, getting a degree and going to the university for that is not for everybody. So is there anything else that the ministry is doing to strengthen Singapore's continuing education system or lifelong learning?
So I think you're right in saying that going to university is not for everyone.
It's not for me anymore at this age. So, you know, that's what I'm asking.
I mean, there are like micro courses that, I mean, that's available that that SkillsFuture has been looking at and rolling out. SkillsFuture is actually an excellent resource. I mean, there are lots of courses that that have many different types of skills that are available to Singaporeans as well. So that's one area that you don't need to go to university to do like a small micro course. But also, I mean, students who don't really want to go to university after they the JC or poly, they can now be able to take more time to explore their passions and interests first before deciding whether they want to do a degree. So that's one of the implications, like a knock-on effect of expanding more places for working adults to get degrees.
Well, actually, I'm curious, how is this different from the current situation when, say, if you're working adult, if you want to, you can, you know, apply for a degree at some university, right?
Right, I think that's a good observation, in fact. But what the government is studying is increasing the number of places available to working adults. So that might provide more opportunities rather than how many places there are at this point in time.
Okay. We're speaking to Ang Ching, journalist at The Straits Times, about the Ministry of Education's plans to get more working adults in government-funded degree programs. So back to the government's initiative to support younger Singaporeans, though, Ang Ching, to get university degrees later in life. It seems that they are still split on whether to study or work or, you know, what their priorities are at that point of their life.
Yeah, so we did speak, I mean, my colleague and I did speak to some Singaporeans. Ideally, we would have spoken to like every single Singaporean, but that's kind of impossible, right? Those that we spoke to told us that, I mean, there are two factors that, I mean, that might stop them from, or would lead them to go on the conventional path of getting a degree immediately after poly or army or university. Because the one thing that they raised was, I mean, parental pressure, because that's the idea that that's the standard route to success, which is that you just go to university, get a degree, get a good paying job.
Right.
So that links to the other factor that stops people from, I guess, exploring their passion before going to uni, which is there's a difference between, let's say, having a diploma at poly and getting a degree from university in terms of pay. So, I mean, you are paid more if you have a university degree.
That is true.
In that sense, yeah.
There's some who interpret this, though, as the government suggesting that, you know, for two people, they could put off their studies. Whereas, from what I can tell, what the government seems to be doing is to encourage a lifetime participation rate in education. Could you clarify for us maybe exactly what do you think is the government's ultimate message to people?
I think there's two, I mean, there's two areas. Yes, there is that lifetime participation. I mean, well, lifetime is not just, I guess, when you're 40s or 50s, also when you are, I mean, fresh out of uni as well. So this idea that I guess what the messaging seems to be is to intensify continual learning. So the idea that even after university, that isn't the end. You can go back to uni, go back to, I mean, any institute of higher learning, doesn't need to be university, to continue upskilling yourself. Yeah. So, I mean, at any point in life, it doesn't need to be fresh out of JC or poly.
Ah, okay, excellent. Thank you very much, An Singh, Straits Times journalist, for filling in the blanks for us on the government's move to provide more places for adult learners to go back to school and get a degree.
It's lifelong learning. It doesn't end when you graduate. That's what it is, I guess. You're listening to Prime Time here on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.